Vabbè, chiaro in tasca.
What's his official position?
Standing.
Eh?
Standing.
No, he's learning.
He's learning where?
In Shalom.
Oh, he's standing there, Colin, man. It's you. Yes. Who are you?
That's what he's talking about. I'm his shirt.
Yeah, but what's your name?
Kenta.
From here?
No.
Oh, Kenta, I know Kenta also.
You're the Shwe of the speaker. You're Shwe of the speaker?
Of the speaker? Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting for to hear you, but...
Has he been there before? I don't recognize the name.
Has he been in London?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been for a simple year.
Right,
yeah.
Just trying to visit, but we haven't had him before for Tarawee.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's maybe his first.
He went to Moshibona to you.
Son-in-law.
Moshibona?
He was my, yes, my eldest son-in-law.
I saw you in Sassy for you this
evening. Many times.
Yeah, sure.
Many times. Is this him?
What's that?
Is this him?
This is him.
Ah, sure, right. Welcome to London.
Let me speak to you, Mr. I was telling you, father, but I was in Yeshiva with the family, Geren Dashi. He lived in Toronto, he was Italian.
What is
time?
It is 20 past.
Yeah.
Is the clock wrong? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
What time
did you get? Oh, you say it's 20 past. Oh, I could have said that locker. Yeah, you're right. Oh. Sorry about that. Okay. I had a good one prepared. Say it tomorrow.
Started at Turaway, North West London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 1st of Nissan, 30th of March, Rabbi Mordechai Geren Dashi, Shlita, Complex Shilas in Hilchus Brochus. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Cantor, Lichvat Tzumot and Nesumah Moshe Cantor, Nerio and Shira Kohen, Shatichiek. Chasna will take place in Mir Tashem tomorrow. Yehi Rotson, Shivna Baez, Temon, Bishwa, Lashem, Bishalo. Yeshus HaShvoim, Ha'achayim, Ha'amilchama, Shachsul, Utahem, Nishalom, Bim Heiron.
Topic was going to speak out today. It's basically boils down to what the halachic status, what bracha do you make on granola? On granola. It comes, it will come out of that, but we'll learn as a granola topic. We all know, we all understand that the chameshes minei dogim, the five grains, right? Generally, when you cook them or bake them, they'll either be mezoinus, or they're going to be hamotzi in a bread form, if they fit the criteria of bread, which is flour and water and baked, not cooked, then it becomes a bread. And if it's boiled, if it's cooked, and then it'll come, in a regular case, it'll become mezoinus. A lot of people don't know that really a grain is a domo. Grain comes from the ground. So chameshes minei dogon really should be a domo. So the question is, how do we change it from being an adomo, being a grain, from being a, you know, like a vegetable, to becoming a mezoinus? So there's two halachas of Shulchan Aruch. Siman Reish Ches, we'll work backwards. We'll work backwards. We'll start with the Adomo, we'll see how we get to Mezoinus. In Siman Reish Ches, Sif Dalet, the Mechava says, Ocho Dogon Chai, you eat raw grain. Oy Kaloyos, you roasted it. Vagarinim Shleimim, they're still whole. Einem Bavorich Elo Boya Pri Adomo. Which means if you roast any grains, and it's still whole, we'll see when it changes the whole. then it stays adom. So simply speaking, take a simple grain and you roast it, it stays adom. That's halacha in Sif Dalet. In Sif Beis, Mechava says like this, Chamesh is mean a dog in the five grains, which in the 5 days, Chito, Seora, Kusmin, Shifra, and Shabbat, Shol. Right? The five grains, that you know, if it's irrelevant for matzah. These are the five grains the Torah recognizes as a grain. The Torah recognizes for Hilchas Matzah, bread, whatever we need, bread. So Mechava said like this, Chamesh is mean a dog in the five grains, Shasholkon, Oikotchon, or they were ground. The awesome name Tafshul, and you made a Tafshul, a dish. Kegoin Maisa Gedero, here's one or two examples. The Daiso, then the Loch is Boruch Morah Minim Bezonis. So says the Mechaber Sif Beis, in order to change it from Sif Dalet, which is basically a grain, a vegetable, not a vegetable, but to have the same broch as a vegetable, something that grows from the ground, which would be a Doma, in order to change it, you have to transform it into a Maisa Tafshul, like the Mechaber says. It has to become into a dish, into something you serve, right? How does that happen? So the case of the Mechaber says, he says, Sholkon, we'll see what that means in a second, or Kotchon, you ground it and you cooked it. So Mishabur says straight away, Mishabur and Sifkotan Gimel says, Sholkon, normally Sholkon means you boiled it. Says the Mishabur, it's a mistake. Shechilkon, you cut it in half, you took the grain, you split it in half, you broke it in half. Then afterwards, obviously, you boiled it and you cooked it. Then it becomes a mezonos. You take a piece of barley, you take any sort of grain, and you break it in half, and you boil it up, then it becomes a mezonos. Says the Mishmur, but if they are complete, if you boil a grain, we'll talk about barley, because barley is the most typical case we all have. You take a piece of barley, you make barley soup, we'll see in a second all the cases of barley soup, and you boil up barley, you want to eat barley, and it's not cholkon, it's not split into two, it will still remain adomo. We still look at it as a grain. We still look at it as a regular cooked grain, like a roasted grain, even though it's boiled in water. And the halacha, therefore, will be borei pri adom. So in order, the basic criteria A, in order to make it into a dish, in order to make it into something that people eat, right, that has to be broken up. Two is enough, Mishabur says, chukam the shnayim or yoisa. The split in half is enough. Then the halacha becomes, and you cook it, it becomes a mezonos. Says the Mishabur, another criteria. That if you didn't break it up, im nismachu aidei bishul, if it's been not really crushed, if it's been squashed, even though you put it in, says Mishabur, shleim gamin, complete, you didn't break it up, you still make it mezonos. So Mishabur adds on, besides for the regular criteria, the first basic condition, which is to split up the grain, break it in half, and cook it, if you cook it well, and it really becomes very soft, nismachu basically means it's lost its form, it's become squashed, like a porridge style. Says in the Shabura, that's another way to get us to become, like we said, a maisik adair. It becomes like a dish. It becomes like something you serve at a meal. Then it becomes a meal. And when it comes to a meal, then halacha is mezonos. You've upgraded it from being just a regular grain. You've upgraded it to being a dish. And when it's a dish, the halacha is borei min mezonos. So those are the two examples. Again, we need what we need. We need bishul. Not roasters. If you take a grain and you roast it in your oven, even half a grain, even split grain, it'll still be hadoma, because roasted is not the akapon in the times of Chazal, it's for sure. We'll see if times have changed. Times of Chazal, that's not how they made porridge, that's not how they made a soup, that's not how they made food. So therefore, roasted will still always stay hadoma. The first condition is you cook it. The second condition, even cooking has to be at least condition A, either broke it in half, you cut it in half, or it has become squashed, has become, let's say, unrecognizable to a certain extent, to a certain amount, that it's become, the grain is not in its regular form. That's also a way of making mazonos. Mishabru brings another shitta, which is bitter, mechal kotshon. What does kotshon mean? So Mishabru explains it means like this. You took off the outer clipper, you took off the outer shell of the grain, took off the main part of that shell of the barley, and you cooked it in that way. So the question is that considered good enough, like broken in half or not? So again, the simple Mechaber says, if you take off the outer grain and you boil it, that's as if you split it in half, it's as if it's not in its regular form, and if you cook it in such a situation, such a circumstance, then the halacha will be that it will transfer back into, it will upgrade itself from a grain into a mezonos. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that, we don't go with that. Rechonim and Sadim Rechonim say you should need is dabek ayidei bishul. which means that if it comes into, let's say, pieces together get stuck, even though you only took off the outer shell, the whole grain is still in its form, you didn't split it up, it wasn't a smaychum, it wasn't squashed, it didn't lose its form, like the other condition Mishabura brings. But this is the third condition, the third way you can get to it, if you took off the outer grain, which today I think every grain that's on the shop is like that, every band is like that, the outer grain is off, then the halacha is, if it's nizdabku aidei bishul, which means the bishul caused it to become like you know, sometimes people make it depend, like rice will normally in such a situation, will become sticky, will become like a mush type of product. It's not just barley floating in the soup. That will also make it into mazon. So again, so the three basic conditions is either you spit into it half, you cooked it. Again, cooking is always the basic condition, not roasting. You cooked it is condition A. In that, the first condition is you have to have either split up, or nismachu, which is less common. You really cooked it up for a long time and it came, it lost its form, it's squashy, it's not the same piece as it was. And the third condition, which is very common, that you made a dish out of it, and even though it's complete form, the barley, whatever the grain is, it's complete, it's only the outer shell is off, but since it's stuck together, it becomes a tough shell. So what's the halacha if the outer grain came off, and you also took a bit off, which is a typical case, as far as I understand, most barley they have today, pearl barley, that's what they do. They take off the outer shell. They don't break it at all. And when they, like some sort of sanding process to make it nice and the shape perfect, so a little bit of the barley comes off. So in a way, it's not broken like we had before. It's not split in half. But it does have a certain advantage that a part of the barley is broken off. So Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Vov says like this. Ochein se'orin barley, tumashu usa kliposan, the outer shell has come off. The gar mixes gun gufa, part of it has come out the chinas or chaim through the grinding process, a little bit came off. Shenasik tanim mimasho imukun, that's much smaller than was the original form. Umotz is there, it's very common in pearl barley, Mishabura as it also calls it. Then you make mazones. So Mishabura passes clearly that if you took off the outer shell and you grounded, you sanded it down to it, now it's become smaller. That also fits the condition as if it's been split up, and that if you cooked it, it'll also be mazonis.
Even if they're not sticking together.
Even if they're not sticking together. This is like basically the first condition that when it's broken. Broken is always the split in half is the best. Then anytime you boil it, it'll be mazonis. But Mishabru over here, if you see clearly over here, there's 2 points to remember. First of all, he says, Mimash Hoyakudim was smaller than it was. If you look at Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Harbi came off. Which today's pearls barley is not, I don't really think it's like that. I don't think Harbi comes off. It's only a mamash a minimum, just to make it nice, the shape, and it should look good for packaging. So it's not clear if you fit the criteria of the Mishabura in today's pearl barley. And even on that, the Mishabura says, Ein limchoz biyodam. You can't make a mechoy, you can't tell someone off for doing the wrong thing. But it's not lechatchil. Shearing off a little outer piece, but still complete, hasn't been broken in half, is not a lechatchil. So to do lechatchil, you have to have either, like I said before, first condition, split in half, or it's a smach, it's kind of like a porridge, it's unrecognizable, or the third case is where it is double kagari, it came like a mush, it came connected pieces together. That would be the three typical conditions that the chatchila to make a mazonis. Fourth case is where the outer shell came off, and a little bit came off also, that's mamush abediyev, first of all, because not clear if it fits the criteria at all, because only a little bit came off, and even in that, Mishnah Berurah says ein limchos. So coming back to a few scenarios, okay, before the scenarios, we'll come back, we'll see what that looks like this. Since it's a sofik, right, so the question is, what do you do b'chlal? So in Moshe, in Tshuva, if a person has a sofik, is in doubt in what the metzias is, what the reality is. He buys from a shop of per barley, he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know what it is, right? If he can check, he should check, but certain cases, it's difficult to check. So in Moshe, I have an interesting Tshuva, and Moshe says you can make a mezonos on it, if it's a sofik. If it's not a sofik, right? And we'll see in a second, in certain cases, we don't know what to do. We'll see which case we don't know what to do. Then we have a sofik or bracha to make. On one hand, we have three different things we can make. We make an adoma, because we have a sofik, maybe it's just like a grain that's been roasted. It still has a loch of a grain, not as a dish, which stays adoma. We have, maybe it upgraded itself and became a dish, and now it's mezoinus. It's another sofik. And the third part of the sofik is maybe we should make a shahako. Now, normally shahakol really doesn't come into the equation because shahakol is a bedieved bracha. Shahakol is not a chatchila, right? Mezoinus is a chatchila because it concentrates on the thing itself. Shahakol is an umbrella bracha. It's a broader bracha. The poskim say that shahakol, even though it's a bedieved bracha, but it's a better bracha than someone's making the wrong bracha. For instance, if a person makes mezoinus over here, so he could be yotzer, right? Because the bialocha paskins in many circumstances. That even when you make a mezonos, you should have made a mezonos. The halacha is, but most circumstances, but the yotz. Why? Because mezonos means zon. Mezonos means zayin, something that fills you up. So even though on all foods and even on vegetables, we don't make mezonos, because that's what Chazal said. Chazal said on the five grains. But in many circumstances, you're still yotz. Because at the end of the day, it's a food that fills you up. Except for Mishabur says mayim or melach, these things that don't fill you up at all. So therefore, you'll make mezonos. So if a person will make mezonos on food, he'll be yotz. So, but the evidence, mezonos is a good bracha. But shahakol, on the other hand, is a better bracha sometimes. Why? Because shahakol, even though it's not a direct bracha, let me speak about what it is, it's just an umbrella bracha. But it's not but the evidence bracha. It's 100% true what I'm saying. Shahakol is basically, I'm thinking of Bnei Shalom for whatever he made. So the bracha is completely true. There's nothing but the evidence, there's nothing wrong about the bracha that you're making. So some poskim will say, okay, make a shahakol. Why? Because Sha'akol, like we said, is in a certain aspect of a chatchila de gebrocha. There's nothing incorrect about the brocha. Other places can say, you should make Adoma. Why? Because since we know it was for sure Adoma, when it was came out of the ground, when the wheat or the soybean, whatever it is, the spelt came out of the ground as a grain, it's Adoma. You have a question, did you upgrade or you didn't upgrade it? So it's a good question. We don't know, did you upgrade it? So stay by the old brocha. So that's a machlokes is a poskim, you make a dom, make a shakel in a case where you are masupik and what to make. Now, everybody asks, a very simple etzer, very simple what to do. Before you sit down at the meal, we'll see what the case is that went into Sofik. Before you sit down, take a hadoma, make a doma on a cucumber, take a pretzel, make a mezonos. So theoretically, that's a perfect etzer. Bracha Rishon, that's a perfect etzer. Again, if you yotze yadomo mezonos first, if you yotze mezonos, and after you yotze yadomo, yotze yadomo. And that way you've covered all the svekas, all the doubts of what bracha you make on these cases, we'll see in a second, all the examples of that. The problem is, the Mechaber brings a very interesting toisus, that the toisus is suffering, what bracha achrona do you make on grain that's roasted? Why? Because theoretically everyone thinks straight away, bona fashas. It says toisus, no. Because the grains are from the Shiva Saminim. You make a dollar, so you make, so says to Isis, because it's from the Shiva Saminim, they have a chashivas, they have an importance. Like you make alamicha, you make ma'in shalosh, you make alamicha as we call it, you don't make bonafoshes, because the chamesh is minim, on fruit, on grapes, you make ala eights, chamesh is minim. So these grains, says to Isis, is also from the chamesh is minim. It's a grain, it's a barley, it's a wheat, whatever it is. So you should make al-hadomo. So in a certain way, Tosfos is unsure. Why? Because it hasn't got the chashivus. Because it's still a grain form. And the chashivus of these wheat, of these grains, is in the food form, not in the grain form. But says Tosfos is in the super. So Mechaber brings it and says, Anochein, that any time it's a sofa, we'll see in a second, any time a person has roasted grain, says the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, that you should not eat it outside the suda. Because if you eat it outside the suda, you need to bench. We don't know what to bench. We're not sure if it's a shabona foshes. Which is a standard way of thinking because it's a tadoma, but maybe you make al adoma. So Tosfos is a super. So Mishabur says if a person eats it and doesn't want to do and right, he says you should make a bonafosh. So a person did eat outside the suda this grain that was roasted or didn't fit the criteria to make it a tafshil even though it's boiled, he should make bonafoshes. But a chatchila, a person should not do that. So to have this etzer, to have this solution. To go make a bracha at the beginning of the meal, adoma and mezonos doesn't really help you too much. Because if you eat enough of this food, you're going to have a suffix, what bracha achorin, what benching to make, and you have no eitzel to do. Bonafoshes, b'di'evel, b'chatchilish, shouldn't do that. So a few typical scenarios with this suffix, it's a real suffix, like this. Barley soup, right? A person, the soup, of course the soup is meat and it's vegetables and there's barley. Now we all know, the problem is, it doesn't. We have a locha, anytime there's a mezonos in a food, mezonos is always the icky, always make mezonos. So the question, did this barley become mezonos or not? So let's go through the criteria, we'll see if it fits. The first criteria is boiled, cooked, it's not roasted, that we have. Second one, Mishabura says it's cut in half, that we don't have. Definitely not. Third one of this machu, that's like porridge and it's loses in its form, in a regular case of bubble soup, You can still see the Bali. It's completely recognizable. It's in a pure form. You can see, you can tell it's Bali. Again, if it's not in a porridge form, it's a regular soup, it's floating, there's plenty of water. You haven't got that. The only thing we have today, in a simple case, is we have the outer shell that's gone off. That's every case. And we have also a little bit of come off. So it comes out, we have a real sophic, because, first of all, like we said, we're not sure if a little bit has come off is enough. It's one case. And second, Moshe Brewer says, even in such a situation, Ein Limchas B'Yom, it's not a chatchila to go and do that. Again, it's Ein Limchas. A person wants to make a mezonos on that, when a bit has come off, and it's shaved off, and he wants to make a mezonos, he can make. You can't tell a person off, but to say that's a chatchila, it's not a chatchila. If it's a case of cholent, which is a typical case of barley in a cholent, then it'll be a straightforward mezonos. Why? Because in this case, you have this dab kuyofe. Again, it depends on the type of cholent. If you have a very, very watery cholent, like a soupy cholent, it maybe won't be like that. A standard regular cholent, it comes a big mush, it comes one big porridge, it comes one big fruit, one big tafsha, one big dish, the potatoes and the barley and the meat, and it's stuck together. So even though it's recognizable, the barley, even though it's not a smachu, but it's still nizdab kuyofa, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And nizdab kuyofa, the halacha is, it becomes mezonos. So in a regular standard cholent, it's definitely mezonos, and even though it's only a minimum of mezonos inside, like we said before, mezonos always takes over, the halacha is mezonos. In a barley soup, everybody has to ask the Rav, it's definitely questionable the barley that we have today, unless maybe different companies have different barleys, how much they shave off, or the case, but I don't think anyone sells cut barley, it's all the whole form. So even the whole form, Moshe Brewer still says, Eilim Chaz B'Yodam, so in a case where you've boiled up in a barley soup, and it's recognizable the barley, and it's done as Dabke Yofel, a Chor, it's a Sophic, what to do again? Eilim Chaz, a person can make Mezonos, and then bench afterwards. You won't bench ala michel. This is a very important point, because even though we make a mezonos because the barley is the ikka, you haven't normally eaten enough of the barley to make a mezonos. So the brocha will be bona foshes. But the goat.
Beans and barley, those are the two brocha.
No, it's one. Since it's one tafshel cooked together, the brocha is it's always mezonos always wins when it's one tafshel. Mezonos always wins. Mezonos is the ikka. Anytime we'll see, maybe if we have time.
You want to get pinhead barley. Pinhead barley,
right.
Much smaller.
It's cut or what's the case?
It's hard, but it's much smaller than a pearl.
But is it cut or is it small?
It's round, completely round, but it's
no, the shell has come off. Has it been cut or is it just smaller?
I don't know how to make it, but I know you get it in the shop.
So you have to find out what the case is. If it's been cut in half, you're right, it'll come in mezonos.
Beans
are dumb, yeah. But in a cholent or a soup, the mezonos will always take preference. If it comes mezonos, again, you have to know if the barley came mezonos. The cholent. Mezonos always chosh. Chazal says mezonos is what fills up. Mezonos always becomes. Now here's a typical case of granola. Like we said, we'll speak about granola. Like granola, in a homemade form, typical is going to be hadoma. Why? Granola we take here. We take honey. We take different dates. Whatever they put in, all different types of fruits. And we take it. You bake it in the oven. So the first criteria we don't even have bishul. It's made through the oven form, made through the heat form, made through the baking. It's not made through bishul. The pieces are complete. There's no breaking up. Granola, simply speaking, in homemade granola, there's no reason to make mezonos on it. Not that there's no reason to make mezonos. The chori is stuck for a bracha b'chlal, because again, as we said, it's adoma, and adoma in a grain you shouldn't eat. Mechaba says why? Because to make two brachas. Bracha Shoni you've taken care of, but Bracha Choni is still stuck because when you take a granola, you eat granola milk, you're going to eat enough of a shear, you're going to eat a kazais of granola, you need to bench. What do you bench now? Says Tos, it's a suffix. Do we make Borna Foshas or do we make Aladoma, which doesn't exist? We don't have it in the Siddurim because no one's going to make Aladoma. So to go and eat homemade granola with milk in a kazais is very, very problematic. Chatchil, again, it's not osul, Chabas says nochen, it's the right thing to do is not to eat something that's a grain that's been roasted, you have a sofek brocha chorina, nochay not eat it. A person wants to eat it, can't say it's wrong. The halacha is a person can make a hadom on it, and after make one of foshes. But the right thing is to do is, and Mechaba says nochay, and every person decides for himself what he's holding, nochay not to eat it, shloi betoy chasuda.
If you're adding it to a yogurt, let's say, can you say it's tofel?
There's definitely not tofel.
No.
If it's really by minimum, you want the yogurt and
you're sprinkling it over.
But you want cereal. It together. You want it together. In such a situation, if I have time, in such a situation, you probably have to make two brochets. Because we'll see in a second if we have time that mezonos that overrides only if you cook it together and make it one. Eating two things together, and I want both particularly, you have to make two brochets. So in the case of yogurt, you'll normally make adom on the yogurt, and you'll make a shahakal on the shahakal on the yogurt and adom on the granola. Right? Granola bar. So here's an interesting shayla, granola bars. So granola bar, even though it's not, it's roasted, right? I think in most cases they're roasted. I think one of the comments that first boil it up, but generally they're roasted, they're baked, and then but it's pressed. So here comes an interesting question, because over here we said that it's dabku yofe, when it's connected, we make like a dish out of it, and a porridge, and it's mushed together. So Mishabura says the dabku yofe makes it the mazonis. So the first thing that comes to mind is the granola bar should be mazonis. But here's a very interesting shayla, because this is dabku yofe that Mishabura says, does it mean through bishul, through cooking process, or any process at all? Is it enough as dabki yofer even through any heat process, even maybe without even heat? The fact that you press it together, even a press might be enough. Or is dabki yofer through bishul? So Moshe Feinstein Paskin's hands down, it has to come through the cooking process. Anytime you have this dabki yofer, even through a different heat, without heat for sure not, even through a different heat of baking, for instance, it will not make it into mazonis. Sefiri Moshe, granola bar, even though it's pressed, it becomes dabki yofer, it's come to put things together, you've made a sort of dish out of it, a food out of it, it still stay borei priadom. The Chaim Tzanzik Yedua and the other poskim hold that you don't need bishul, only for the other criteria bishul. This dabki yofer is enough to make it into a tafshul, is enough to make it to like Meshabus and dabki yofer, you made it into a tafshul, you made it into a dish, as they call it, Chazal Maisa Kedera, and that will make it into a mezonos. So again, it's a mechogs a poiskim, it's unclear. There's no minhogim in these things, unclear. It's definitely something you should refrain from. Granola bar. The minig is, no question about the minig is people eat it. I don't know the minig, which bracha they make. You don't know which bracha they're making. It says the bracha adoma. So then it's more problematic. If it's a mezonos, you're better off making mezonos and mention alamichia. If it's adoma, then you have a mechab always in front of your eyes to remember, don't eat anything that's adoma from the five grains because you can't bench. So I'm not, whatever. You have to decide for yourself which side of the board you're on. If you make a mazonos, fine. So you pass in the mazonos, like some place, the Doker Moshe. If you got Doker Moshe, then maybe you shouldn't eat it all together. Mechava says that something that from the five grains in Adoma, you shouldn't be eating a bechlal. Shalom b'toy chasud. Here's another tziruf, or that's a granola bar to make a mazonos.
Or without the mazonos. If you're eating
on the mazonos. No, but you say halodoma, that's the problem. Mazonos, you make ala michir. Here I need to make ala adoma. Tosis holds grain, since it's choshev, in the grain form, not in the mazonis form, the grain form, when it's adoma, you should be saying, like we say ala eight, no one knows about it, because we don't have it. Tosis holds, like you say ala eight, you say ala adoma. So saying ala michil is not going to help you for that, it's not michil, it's not mazonis, it's adoma. And we don't have it, no one knows that it has it, we don't make such a broch, which the rule says, but they make it
benefoshes.
The ala michil
that you're making on the other mazonis doesn't help you.
It's not mazonis, it's adoma. It's not going to help you at all. For broch achorin, there's no eitz, unless you don't keep the machab. Chava says nochen. Fine, it's correct. No, it's not halach. You have to keep it. There is another tziruf which people won't work for the adoma. It works in mezonos. Steaming. I think today, as a lot of the processing on the granola bars, etc., they steam it. Now, steaming is not really just roasting because there is like a moisturizer. There's moisture in the air. There's a machlokes poskim. Viashev held that steaming is a mezonos. It's like cooking. And Shmuel Zalman held it's not like cooking. So it says adoma. So in the case, you have to check every case. In a case where it's steamed and pressed, so steaming takes care of the bishul process, and the press takes care of the zdabki yofa, even though it's a whole grain. So there you have machlokes poskim again. Rabbi Yashiv holds the kein mazonos, and Shmuel Zalman holds madoma. Now this question, every person has about every rice cake. It's exactly the same case. Rice cake is also in the whole form. The rice is there, even though make mazonos, but still, it didn't become a tafshul. A rice cake is steamed. So again, you have to ask your rov, what brochim to get a rice cake. But many people make mazonos, and they make a doma for the same question. First question, do you need a bishul process or connection enough? Like we said. And second of all, maybe steaming takes care of that process. Weetabix, for instance, there is an advantage. Weetabix, as a father understand, they cook it first. And then there's dabki yofer. Even though we don't have the two things coming together, it wasn't this dabki, it didn't come one form through bishul process, not like a cholent. But the post can say it's enough. You cooked it first, and afterwards you connected it together. So that's definitely a mezonos, and that's the million clients. So weetabix to make a mezonos. So if granola bar, if you check it up, and there is granola bars at first, they roast, they boil it. As far as I know, they don't do that, but there is cases like that. They boil up the granola, and then after they press it together, there will be mazonos. So a few more minutes, it's another halacha, which is a very interesting halacha. People don't know it on a different topic. It's lach of ikka v'tofu. Everybody knows a lach is to make a bracha on the ikka, and the tofu to make a bracha. So the famous shayla in the place came, what is the reason why? Is it because tofu, you don't need a bracha? Or is tofu gets the bracha of the ikka? So the post can say to Fush, we'll see where Fush Araya, that of course the tofel is included in the bracha. Normally a tofel might be whatever bracha, the shahak or whatever the case is. You'd have to make a bracha in itself. Because you're eating with the ikka, it's the bracha on the ikka, the bracha on the primary food. Potters works for the secondary food also. What's the nafka minna, how it works? Very simple thing. People don't know this. That ikka and tofel, only if you have in mind to eat the tofel also. Very interesting, Mechaba says, someone who's eating a pas, he's eating a surah, pas bread, and he washed, and his neighbor brings in a dish, says the Mechaba, saying a bracha. Because pas is not magic, that anything you eat that day comes in the surah. No, pas is ulaloch, it's ikka, and everything is a tofu to the pas. Pas is the main part of the meal, like tums of chazal, for sure like that, and everything is tofu. So says the Mechaba, that someone brings you from outside, so the pas can't work for that. Why?
Then he knows about it?
Oh. It says there are more. The minig is today we're not knowing. Why? Because people bring it back and forth, so your mind is also on that. That's what Ramah says. The person said today is not necessarily true that today, because how often the last time you sat down for a Shabbos Suda and someone brought in food? And if it's common, it's common. But if it's case, it's very not common. And for some reason, this week, Shabbos of Orchim, your neighbor sends in a dish. It's not so simple. But what you do see for me is clearly that the broch on the ikka works the tofu. A person that sits down and takes crackers and he wants to eat, he decides to eat, let's say he eats crackers plain, first case. So now he eats crackers plain, after he decides, no, it's too dry for him. He takes out a hummus dip. He has to make a shakal on the hummus. Why? Because he wasn't planning eating hummus with it. It's together with the food. The Lach Mishabur says that even things you eat with the pas itself, even if you eat ketchup, anything, tuna with the food itself, it still doesn't patter, doesn't work. The bracha will not work for the tofel unless you had in mind. So in your own house, when you're sitting down for a lunch, the meaning is people, whatever comes, if your wife was serving you, salach is anyway, you're so much on your wife. Some people have the meaning to come into the house, whatever I'm going to eat now for the next hour, I'll decide what I'm going to eat, etc. So that's also included, because your mind is on a broader umbrella, everything that's included. There's not always the case scenario, nor does you know it's going to be like that. Right, I mean, a kiddush the side. Let's say a kiddush in this herring. You don't like the herring, so you decide to eat the mezonos. And afterwards, they bring a tuna dip afterwards. That's also a case of the balabayas in the soymechon. But in a case where you decide after yourself to just eat something else, it will not work. Even ketchup on a piece of bread. If you decide to eat bread, maybe a bit easier. But in a cracker, form, you decide to eat a dip with a cracker. The halach is you have to make a bracha on the tofu. On that note itself, in the case of herring, these things also. You always have to remember, in case of herring, I've asked many, many people over the years, what's the ikka and what's the tofu? Right? That's unclear. Now, mezonos, we said always the ikka. Right? That's what we said. But it's only when you make a dish out of it together. For instance, cheesecake, many cheesecakes, you make the base and you put the cheese on afterwards. The other brocha has two brochas, mezonos and shahako. Clearly, because it wasn't made, even book baked together, again, mezonos is always the main. If you made it separately, let's say sometimes they have these like wafer rolls with the ice cream inside, whatever, it's two brachas, clearly two brachas. It was outside the Suda. Right? Because it's two things. Unless one is for the other one. If this is to enhance that one, that's the answer. You make one bracha on the main. But in a general case, you want both. You enjoy both. So herring, I've asked many people, what do you want from the herring? And everybody wants both. Most people want both. You enjoy the cracker, enjoy the herring. And neither of them is enjoyable by itself. So you eat it together. Very, very possible. And after all, very possible, make two brachas. First make the mezonos, and then make the shakel. If you're worried about it, do the shakel first. Or in a drink or the herring first. So that way you're for sure the mezonos still needs a brocha. And that way you've covered all ground. There's no halacha that you don't need to put every ikka and tofu. You have to know it's ikka and tofu. Again, if it's mezonos and it's made together, it's always a mezonos. If it's not made together, you have to decide which one's the ikka, which one is the tofu. If you have both, make two brochas. If you enjoy one, and the other ones, it's a hummus and a cracker, that's a mezonos. Because of course the hummus is not something you eat by itself, it's something you put in the cracker. But again, you have to remember that you have to, we're planning on eating it. If you're not planning on eating, you have to make a bracha on the tofu separately.
All right.
My name is Shimon Bogan. I once stayed at your parents' home many years ago.
Friday night.
Yes. Oh, he told me, yeah. Yeah, Chaim, yeah.
very nice. It's got a very nice shell. You're strong.
Got a little bit of rush for the bird.
Go to the fiance?
No, my sister's going.
Okay, very good.
Love the kids.
Very nice. Constant presence. Lovely shit.